Socrates is a living philosopher in that his mode of sharing was asking questions of the absolute and the self. This is the absolute philosopher. Dr. Harrell Byerly, Dean of the University of Philosophy, University of Healing here in Campo, California. Socrates is a master philosopher in that his mode of sharing was asking questions of the absolute and the self. How do we ask questions of the absolute? That's a good question, isn't it? How did Socrates, as the being the master philosopher, ask questions of the absolute? Well, it's not a matter that he asked questions of the absolute. He asked questions of his students. And he said, what if? What if you had the opportunity to make a law, and that law would say, all human beings are divine, and all human beings express their divinity now. This is the law. This is the requirement. What if you had a law that stated that? What would happen to the world? Now, he didn't say that we should make a law. He just said, what if you had a law that said that all human beings are divine and everything is in perfect harmony and peace and beauty? You see, when you ask the question, then your mind starts thinking about the answer. And the absolute begins to come forth because it hears the same, absolute! Oh, here I am. Okay, what would you like to know? And so the absolute or the divine, the allness, is put into play. It's not a matter of selfishness. It's not a matter of a human attitude or a human way of looking at things, but absolute is brought into play. And what is absolute? Well, the dictionary defines it in many ways, and one of the ways is God. One of the ways is divine. One of the ways is allness, wholeness. You see, absolute is really quite a powerful word. It speaks to so many areas of our life. It speaks to so many areas of our beingness. It's very special. Are we ready to put the absolute to work in our life? Are we ready to say to the absolute, hey, you have full sway. I want everything in my world to be divine. So Socrates, as a master philosopher, used that mode of sharing by asking the question of the absolute and the self. Okay. Now, if you were a human being and you needed to have food, what would be your first thought of getting food? Well, some people might say, well, you go to the store. Some people might say, well, you have a garden. Some people might say, well, who knows what the first way is? Who knows what we would do? No idea. No idea what we'd do. How should we do it? Well, when you begin to ask the question, and you ask the question of yourself, of your human self, then you come up with a lot of human ideas that are limiting, that are telling you exactly what you should do or what you shouldn't do, and how to do it, and what to think, and where to think, and what to do about it. But absolute doesn't do that. When you look to absolute in yourself, what are you looking to? Are you looking to the idea that all is done now? Are you looking at the idea that all is perfect? Are you looking at the idea that all is complete and wonderful and beautiful? Are you looking at the idea that I am absolute, I am perfect, I am wonderful? Well, that's what God is. That's what allness is. That's what wholeness is. That's what purity is. That's what goodness is. That's what everything is. Everything is absolute. So, think about that. Think about that. How does absolute express itself in our world? How does absolute reveal itself in our world? How does God reveal itself in our world? How does our world express the divinity that we are? And how do we express the divinity that we are? How do we express ourselves as God who we are? How do we do that? Well, it's infinite. It's limitless. How do we express ourselves as self? As the self. Well, we have a physical body, and we have a mental attitude, and we have mental thinking ability, we have a brain, we have this, that. My goodness, those are qualitative, quantitative things you can add up, 1, 2, 3, but not too much quality there. The absolute is all qualitative. It's all on a quality basis. It's all something that is unlimited. You cannot reveal it all because it is so grand, so great, so full, so beautiful. Think about that. Who are you? Are you a being, a master philosopher, as Socrates expressed himself? Are you living in your questions with the answers in absolute, or are you living in your questions and answers in self? Which direction is it important for you to go in? Which direction are you expressing your own inner awareness? Well, as we express our own inner awareness, we come to some pretty wonderful and pretty dynamic attitudes. We come to some pretty exciting possibilities. And these exciting possibilities are ones that say to us, all is possible, and all is possible now. We can train ourselves to think in absolute. We can train ourselves to think in allness. Okay, I am the allness. What does that mean? That means that everything exists in me, everything exists that exists in my thought. I am everything that exists. I am every thought. I am the isness, and I am the allness. I am that I am. My goodness, those are rather profound concepts. Now, in that profound concept, can we say something is good and something is bad? Well, if it's the allness, we cannot say that. Can we say something is beneficial and non-beneficial? Oh, yes, that we can say. We can say something is beneficial and something is non-beneficial because that's what something is. Now, are we ready to live our life from our beneficial point of view, or are we living our life from a non-beneficial point of view? It's all up to us. Where do we want to express ourselves? Where do we want to be ourselves? Where do we want to reveal ourselves? How do we want to open the door to our inner awareness of who we are? How do we want to do those things? Good question, isn't it? How do we want to do it? We have been taught only too well how to do it on the self basis, on the human basis. And doing it on the human basis is not all that rewarding always. Sometimes it means it's only a temporary thing. It's like taking a drug. It's only a temporary thing. Whether it's a medicine or whether it is a hallucinogenic, it's only a temporary thing. It is not something that puts a new cause to motion in our life. It's something that gives us just a temporary fix, and it's not very supportive. We want to live in absolute, at least I do. And I live in absolute with the realization of the allness, the wholeness, the perfection, the purity, the absolute ideal of everything that is. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. That's absolute. I live in a world of peace and joy and harmony. That's absolute. I live in a world of charm and wonder, of magic and beauty. I live in a world where unconditional love is known by everybody and everything. I live in a world where unconditional love is known by everybody and everything. Unconditional love, you know, is an absolute point. It's an absolute product. That is a very demanding product, too, because unconditional love says to us that there is only love. And the unconditional love does not make any demands on anything. It just opens the door. It has no control over anything else. It has no possession, no not being touched by anything. It is fantastic. Unconditional love is perhaps the most beautiful thing one could ever have. Really, university of healing, university of unconditional love. Wow, wouldn't that be great? Wouldn't that be great? The church of unconditional love, My goodness. You wouldn't have to say church. Unconditional love in itself is the greatest church, the greatest symbol of spiritual oneness that could ever exist. What a great word. What a great word for each of us to have as the clarion call of our life, as that which is most important to us, as that which is the ideal that we all aspire to. Unconditional love. Wow, how great that is. This is the absolute philosopher. Just as Socrates is a master philosopher, in that his mode of sharing was asking questions of absolute and self, so you and I are absolute philosophers. So we are sharing questions of absolute and self, always living from our highest and best. I love you. I love you. I love you.